Well, it is our 190th edition here of our Musicians Come and Play program. We have our guest on the line, and we're going to bring him in right now. Go to the phone lines and welcome in Mr. Jim Eisenshank. Jim, how are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking, Si.
All right. And Jim, are we talking to you at home out there by, where are you, out on the shores of Watab Lake or in that vicinity?
That is correct.
Uh-huh. And born and raised there, or where does Jim, where'd you start out?
I did, you mean as far as playing?
No, actually, where were you born and raised, living-wise?
I was born right where I'm at over here. I bought my parents' farm later on and then split off part of it down by the lake here, and so I'm living on the lake and part of the farm.
Okay, wonderful. And what'd you do for occupation all of these years, Jim?
I was a building contractor.
Okay, very good. And then you picked up a hobby, playing the accordion. When did that all happen?
Well, I'll tell you what, I was really quite young when my parents lived, or we lived right across the road from my grandparents and my dad's brothers and sisters, and so they'd go to church at St. John's. My dad would go to earlier mass and then pick up some of his brothers and parents and stuff, and then they would come and pick up my mother later on and for the 10:30 mass. And so in the afternoon, my Uncle Frank would come over and play his little 48 bass accordion, and my dad would rosin up the bow and them too. And I'll tell you what, when I heard that, being, you know, very young, 3, 4, 5 years old, it gets in your head and it never gets out. So by the time I was about 7, my dad bought a button accordion and a guitar, and a little later on, by the time I was 9, he bought a 120 bass a piano accordion, and my brother Jerry bought a concertina. He was about 14 or 15, and it was from there. We had a little pump organ in the house, and so we'd make a lot of noise.
I'll bet. And it gets in your blood and doesn't go away. Now, did you play any music in high school or through the school years at all?
No. I just, I'll tell you what, well, I shouldn't say. I did play with Mike Klein. He had a button chromatic accordion. And the winter, I forget his first name, I think it was Ed.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go out, they'd pick me up, and we'd go out to the Legion and stuff in Wade Park and the Swan Cafe and stuff, and do 2-3 hour gigs out there. And by that time, I bought a piano keyboard accordion myself, and so we were out jamming them years. And
okay.
Then, that went on until I got into the military when I was 18, and then when I got out, I was 20, and then we were jamming all over. We were just out at the lakes here and playing at parties and doing different things.
Okay. Now, did you learn to read music at all, Jim, or do you play by ear?
I did not.
Did not, okay.
It was the radio stations, including Albany, you know. You listen to what other people played, and then you mimic that. Of course, my brother Jerry was learning concertina by notes.
Uh-huh.
We'd play with him, and so you'd get it somewhat correct playing with him. But outside of that, you know, you'd listen and then just play by ear.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, along the way, you met a guy by the name of Bruce Bradley and became a very good friend of Bruce's, of course, until he passed away just recently. But yeah. Tell us a little bit about that. Bruce was just a wonderful guy.
He was, and I don't know, we met him about probably 20, 25 years ago. We were at one of the Oktoberfests. I think it was in Milwaukee or somewhere. And he was there, and then, of course, so he's Lake Marion out here, and we got to chat, and we stayed best of friends. We just, you know, he'd come out here to the lake, and we'd go out there and, you know, meet him at New Ulm at the Heritage Fest and the Oktoberfests, and we'd see him all over. I'd go and visit my brother Artie and myself would visit my brother Lee in Millbank, South Dakota, and we'd go to a supper club there, and here Bradley was there, you know. And
uh-huh.
He was all over, and so we just... He's just a neat guy.
You bet, you bet. And Bruce, of course, also played the accordion, and so you had very much in common. Did you ever get a chance to play together at all? Play along with?
Oh yes, we jammed together at he'd have friends at the different lakes out there, and we'd go out there on Sunday afternoon, and and jam out there on the docks and sometimes on the pontoon boat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, of course, Bruce was such a showman, so traveled. I mean, I think he performed all over the world, is what he told us. So, yeah, just a wonderful guy, leaving us way too soon. But along the way, made some very nice acquaintance with Bruce there. So that's wonderful. You bet. Well, exciting news, Jim. I understand you're working on a CD.
Well, I'll tell you what. I went to Nathan's over there, Nathan Newman, and he has been doing cutting CDs for people, and so he started just on Tuesday, and so the little tailings that he got ready for me yesterday or the day before are just like three tunes that he quickly run through, and you know, Nathan, he gets the job done.
Absolutely. I listened to it, and we're going to play some of that in the upcoming segment there. Now, is that you alone, or is somebody accompanying you on that on those songs?
I played alone during the time we were he was recording them, and then he filled in after a while. He listened to it, and then he filled in his guitar and did that kind of stuff, and that's what Nathan does so well.
Uh-huh. Folks are going to enjoy it because it is really pretty. I'm just from by heart, I'm thinking of the songs that you recorded there. Beautiful Brown Eyes is one of them. Das Kufstein Lee, the Beer Barrel Polka, I think, and maybe one more. Songs that you enjoy, or how'd you choose them?
Well, I'll tell you what. These are songs that... you know, they're memorable for me. They're things that, you know, they're memorable songs from over the years. And they just were great old songs that just sort of touched your heart when you listen to them. And so if they sound good, if somebody else is playing them, then you try it yourself. You know?
Absolutely. You bet. Well, very good. Nathan is a very, very good musician in his own right. And, boy, plays all of the instruments. And so when you're working with him... the sky's the limit, huh, I would say?
It is. He's a fun guy to play with, and I'll tell you what, I was so glad to meet him here about 10 years ago when he and his sister were very young and they were playing together at Alicia, and he kept on going. He learned to play the concertina and then the piano keyboard accordion, and then he said, we're going to learn that chromatic accordion. Ten days later, he was playing 15 songs on that. He just is an amazing guy.
Yep, he's a natural, that is for sure. Well, Jim, over the years, you've done some work with accordion. You've, played nursing homes and house parties and different things like that?
We have, and, you know, lately, in the last couple of years, I've played with Ted Bierman, of Dennis Reitmeier, and Dwight Kristen, and... they get together, you know, at the senior centers, and they get gigs over there, and we get together, and we just have a ball.
Well, that's great. And I'm sure the residents enjoy it very much as well.
No doubt.
You bet. Well, Jim, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, so it's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back with you and close out the show, if that's all right.
Thanks a lot, Cy.
Alrighty, so the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages, is attending the Minnesota Association of Meat Processors Convention, which is being held on Friday and Saturday of this week, the 17th and 18th, at the River's Edge Convention Center in St. Cloud, Minnesota. We are proud to belong to the MAMP organization, a very good and strong organization. While attending the MAMP convention, not only do we get to associate and socialize with our fellow meat processors, sharing information and ideas, but we also attend seminars, which are educational and interesting, about the food and meat industry. There is always a product competition held. It's a chance to see how your products stack up against the competition. The St. Joe Meat Market is entered in this competition, and we'll let you know next week how we did. Now, when you make the product for this competition, you usually make more than one item, selecting only the most perfect ham, bacon, turkey, summer sausage, wieners, bologna, etc. The rest of these products are put out for sale in the meat case, and that is why this is such an exciting time of the year to stop into your favorite local meat market. We hope that yours is the St. Joe Meat Market. These products now are the same great products that we make all year long, each with just a little extra tender loving care added to make it a little more special in hopes of winning that Grand Champion Award. Good luck to everyone involved. Now, St. Patrick's Day, well, that's coming up this week as well, and you can stop into the St. Joe Meat Market for all of your St. Patty's Day entrees. There's everything there, from corned beef to Reuben brats and more. As always, for more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913, like us on Facebook, or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Jim, for being our guest on the program, and, well, you probably heard from others how this works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market, along with Chasm. We forward that to you, hoping that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you, Cy, for all the things you do. We got to get you an interview here.
Oh, I don't know. I think folks know all about Cy already. So, but at any rate, family around you, Jim, a little bit about your family.
Yes, I've got my wife, Dorothy. We've been married for 57 years.
Uh-huh.
And we've got three sons and three daughters, and several live out of state, and other ones are in the area. So, we get together a lot, and it's wonderful.
Now, do any of them share your passion for polka music, or is that is that where it stops?
I tell you what, it didn't work. I gave the boys all accordion lessons, and of course, the girls got piano lessons. The girls stay with the piano quite a bit, but the boys, when they started high school, the accordion got put aside, and of course, they played some wind instruments and
sure,
et cetera. So they did stay somewhat in the music, but they don't play the old time stuff.
Well, if yours are anything like mine, they probably don't indulge in it themselves, but I find mine enjoying listening to me whenever I'm either playing music, whether it's records or somebody else's music, or if I happen to pull out one of the instruments, they'll stop and listen for a while. Put it this way, they tolerate it, so it's kind of neat, you know, and I think the younger generation is that way. A lot of them aren't so much into it, but they still enjoy it if we do it.
That's so true.
You bet. Well, Jim, over the years, some of the bands, some accordion players, I mean, obviously you mentioned Bruce there. Bruce was a fantastic accordion player. Some of the other ones that would make you stop and listen, Myron Florin or anybody?
Oh, yes. When Myron was in the area, we'd always go and see him. And you know, what a neat guy. There were so many people, so many great musicians in the area. We're in central Minnesota, and central Minnesota is second to none for just wonderful players. We were at a party last night over at north of St. Joe or St. Wendell,
mm-hmm.
and over at the Notches, and I'll tell you what, there are just some fantastic concertina players.
Ah,
and
that's great.
Just, and all the bass and Jerry Notch over there on the drums, and it was a wonderful evening. We left about 11, so I don't know. I have an idea. That thing probably rocked until the wee hours.
I know I was invited as well, and I had a decline. We lost an hour of sleep as it was last night, and getting up pretty early in the morning, I just can't make that all work anymore. But glad to hear that they had fun. It sure sounded like it was going to be a good time.
Oh, it was.
Uh-huh. Over the years, I'll bet you've went to a few ballrooms and polka dances, too. Who did you enjoy watching, and where did you enjoy dancing?
Well, I'll tell you what, I met my wife over at Granite City Coliseum in St. Cloud, but of course we did the Cold Spring, the Avon, and all that stuff, New Munich, and, all them ballrooms are really hot those years. And,
sure.
It just, you know, there were just Frankie Yankovic would come on, and, you know, I really liked him. He was a fun guy to be around.
He was. He really was.
And there were so many great bands, Fez Fitchie and Bobby Roberts and all those guys, you know, and it just, I met so many neat people in the music business, and it just goes to show that, we are in an area here that really is near and dear to my heart.
You bet. Well, what does the future hold for Jim? Are you retired from the contracting business these days?
I am, you know, I turned 80, and so, you know, but I love going to the shop and doing a bunch of things, and it just it gets me out of the house, and I think my wife is appreciative of that. And so I go out there, and I'll tell you what, there's so many projects I'm doing now I couldn't do 30, 40 years ago.
That is so true. I know a person lives for that retirement, and if you're lucky enough to get there and have a few years, from what I've heard, it's pretty good.
It is.
And that gives you a little extra time to play that accordion and spruce up a little bit. And you just wonder what it could have been had you done that when you were in your younger years, huh?
No doubt. I got one set up down in the music room all the time. And it just, you know, it's neat to go on down there after dinner at night and play for an hour or so, you know.
You bet. Well, Jim, I usually ask everybody before I let them go if there's any experience over your lifetime that stands out. And usually a lot of the bands, of course, have had musical experiences, maybe flat tires on the way to the job, hitting a deer, or who knows what. But in your lifetime, anything you'd want to share with the listeners that was out of the ordinary?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think for the most part, everything was quite uneventful. It just, I just was lucky. I didn't have any of them flat tires and any of those things. And I guess, we usually were set in except for sometimes the fog or a snowstorm. Outside of that, it was quite uneventful.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Well, with that, Jim, our time has run out. We want to save time to play some of that music that you've recorded, give the listeners a little sampling, and we hope that you have good fortune in recording and releasing that CD. And when you do, don't forget us. We would love to have a copy here at the station, and, of course, we'll be interested in having them available at the meat market as well.
Well, thank you very much, Si. You do it so well.
Well, great. And like I tell each and every participant here, the good Lord willing, you know, you and I are down here down the road sometime. We'll do this thing again. How's that?
That'd be wonderful. Thank you.
All right. So with that, we're going to let you run, Jim. Have yourself a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. And there he goes, Mr. Jim Eisenshank from the Cold Spring Avon area out on Wahtab Lake, our 190th guest here on Musicians Come and Play. That takes us to 8 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. We're at 16 degrees here in central Minnesota. We're going to feature music of the Bruce Bradley Band and also some of those new recordings by Jim Eisenshank. That's all coming your way in just a matter of moments, so don't go away.